Igniting Souls Audio Blog, Episode 4, Four Ways to Respond to Your Haters. Yes, you have them too. This episode is brought to you by CarrieOberbrunner.com. Are you a soul on fire? Find out by taking the free Igniting Souls assessment at CarrieOberbrunner.com. This is the stupidest thing I have ever heard of. I can't believe you have ever sold books on it. I had a radio interview on Wednesday. Evidently, a stranger listened in and felt the need to email me his thoughts. I guess in his mind, my content is stupid. In fact, according to his two-sentence email, it's the stupidest content he's ever heard of. Now imagine that this email arrived in your inbox. Imagine this email referenced a book you wrote. Imagine your book shared your story in a vulnerable and personal way. Reread those words and let them sink in slowly. This is the stupidest thing I have ever heard of. I can't believe you've ever sold books on it. Now, how would you respond to this criticism? Your response reveals your current level of awareness. Now, I'm not going to lie. When I first started speaking and writing 10 years ago, comments like this would rip me open. They'd stick with me for days, weeks, and months. They'd make me write back lengthy replies and defend myself. They'd fire me up and cause me to take on a martyr's posture. But now, I just smile. Sincerely. You see, my perspective has since changed. I've learned if you do put your message out there, then be prepared to get a few haters. And when you do, rejoice. Here's why. Number one, your message connected. Number two, your message was clear. And number three, your message was critiqued. Criticism isn't your biggest problem. Obscurity is. Remember, if haters spent the time to communicate their criticism, then your message connected with them. It also found its way above the 5,000 other messages that confronted them that day. Chalk it up as a win. Although your goal isn't criticism ultimately, when you do get noticed because your content legitimately caused a reaction, then celebrate. You can rush to defend or clarify, but do you want to? Is that your calling? You can spend bundles of sideways energy and accomplish nothing more than being distracted from advancing your mission. When I get comments from haters, I read them. Then I reflect. Is there any truth to what they're saying? Can I grow to get better? If helpful, I realign, and then I keep advancing. But if their comments are untruths, I reject them, and I keep focused on the real goal in front of me, which, in my purpose, is igniting souls. Let me say those four things again, really important. Number one, I read them. Number two, I reflect. Number three, I realign. And number four, I reject. Those are the four ways that I respond to the haters in my life. How do you respond to the haters in your life? Let me ask you that question. Because again, this is something I really had to grow into. I often say that success doesn't ruin you, it reveals you. And when you get read and then critiqued, you're on the stage, you're in the spotlight, and how you respond is going to reveal what's in your heart. Remember, by the way, not all comments come from true friends. I like what one of my mentors, Michael Hyatt, says. He says that we have honest critics and unhealthy trolls, both of them. Compliments and criticism both mean you connect it. Another one of my mentors says that, you know what, whether you get criticism or compliments, take it in and then forget about it after 24 hours. Because you can take in compliments as well and let those shape and define you. And we all need a little bit of compliments at time. We all need a little bit of encouragement. And trust me, I have a little encouragement folder that I keep. Once in a while, when you do get beat up by a hater, go back and remember that that's one opinion. And then read one of your other encouraging emails. Just this week, I got one of those. And I want to read it merely as an example of what it can do. Just like I said, imagine if you got that first criticism that I started out this episode with. Now imagine that you get this first compliment. Before starting the deeper path, I was full of excitement, passion, and courage, contained in a jar, like one saves pennies for a rainy day. As I walk the path of my journey, I've been able to open up that jar and start using those talents. The results are evident. I walk different. I feel more confident. I'm more aware. My vocabulary has changed. And some say that I have even physically changed. Thank you for sharing your talents. And thank you for this wonderful tribe, for supporting one another as we continue igniting our souls on fire. Although comments like that lift me up, I don't let them distract me either. I celebrate them, but they're not the goal. Compliments can sideline you just as much as criticism. Why is that? Because if we're not careful, we become dependent upon other people's compliments. And we feel like unless we get complimented, we really didn't impact anyone. And that's very dangerous. If we're not careful, we can quickly become people pleasers, where we do things for the applause of others rather than for the internal conviction that we feel. If you have lovers and if you have haters, rejoice either way that your message is connecting. With your message in mind, remember, connection is the true thing you're after, not compliments or criticism. So guys and gals, thanks for listening to this episode. Make sure that you subscribe in iTunes so that you get every single episode coming your way. We'll see you next time.